This meeting will come to order. Next to me, I have my aide, Cade Maxwell, Ms. Diller. We have Mr. Smiley, Mr. Cartier. We have Mr. Tackett. We have Ms. Kilpatrick. We have Mr. Sheldon, and we have Mr. Street. And just joining us is Mr. Hollins. And I'm the President of Council, Karen Hartley-Nagel. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting, February 28, 2017?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All opposed? None. The minutes are approved. Next, agenda items, consideration of amendment to the Newcastle County Council rules. I won't be discussing the amendment at this time. It will be addressed at the next executive committee meeting on March 28, 2017. We're still just changing a couple things. I will not be discussing the community services appointments at this time. They will be addressed at the next meeting also. Are there any other agenda items? Yes, Mr. Smiley.
I do. Since you're going to discuss your item number two on March 28th, I'm just going to put it out here. You know, we get what we give. I responded to your email of March 19th requesting, will the proposed written change be supplied to council members in advance, which has been the practice? Two exceptions I'm taking. One, they weren't provided. Fine, you're still working on it. Two, not even the courtesy of a response to the email. So you get what you give. So if you show up here not knowing what I'm talking about, understand, I give what I get.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
So ask the question now. Are we going to receive them before March 28th?
You will not. I'll be working on them now. You'll have a week to review them after that, so you'll have plenty of time. But until they're done, I'm not going to be sending them out, and I'm not going to be responding to emails that are sent around to everybody. And
they should be done. When they're done, as I said in here, council's had a practice of having them in advance so that a knowledgeable discussion can be made in the room. So for the record, you do what you want to do,
Mr. Smiley,
for
point of order. For the record, you have made a point of stating, and we do have that on tape, that you are not giving things
probably
out in
more
advance.
Than one tape.
Probably. So this is up to the council member. This is nothing about council, but why would we be sending anything out that isn't complete? Nobody wants extra emails coming out.
So you're going to bring it to council incomplete? If you're going to bring it in here, if you're going to bring it in here, then
Smiley,
it would be completed.
Point of order.
You have no order. Cut me a break. Are
there any other agenda items? Hearing none.
Mr. Bell.
Executive committee on the nominees for the positions. I was unable to stay for the actual, meeting. Okay, so we ended up where I have two from my district. Okay, and certainly Mr. Tackett has one from his district. I have reached out and spoken to both the candidates, and I am going to be supporting Alfred Hatchett, okay, for the position on the Community Services Board. Joe Spirit, I've spoken with him, and he is still interested in serving either on Community Services in the future or possibly another board. So we're going to continue communicating. He has a very impressive background, everything, but if it I just wanted to kind of report to council that I would like to proceed with consideration of the council for the appointment of Alfred Hatchett.
Thank you very much. Yes, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Do we still, through community services, have, and we have the general manager here, I'll address this to him. Do we still, through community services, have an email list that we send out and ask for volunteers for all the events that we do?
Yes.
Councilman want to make sure that his name is on there, and
good
I think that once he starts volunteering, gets to know people, that if there's another vacancy that comes up, everybody will have a really good idea of who he is and how he works and that kind of thing.
And for the record, Ms. Kilpatrick was speaking to?
Yes, we do have that list, and we're happy to help facilitate any way for this process.
Great, thank you.
Yes, Mr. Smiley, and then Mr. Tackett.
And for the record, since the issue came up of emailing out for volunteers at special events, I would hope, given the current financial situation, the upcoming budget discussions, that there will be fewer of those emails going out now than went last year.
I don't know what he's referring to, but...
That's okay.
Everybody else does.
Okay, Mr. Tackett, and then Mr. Hollins.
Just for clarification, and maybe for Betsy, I'm not sure, but now we only have
two,
and we only have two vacancies, so would we still move forward with these tonight?
We've got to vote on them.
We've already...
One of the reasons where this is being held up is we're actually putting in the rules, the boards and commissions, the process that we actually are, that we do, so everybody's clear moving forward. And there is a process that once we vote, and that's what that was part of the problem. We needed to vote then, and we can't vote until we have a vote and narrow it down to two, or we do it in the formal council meeting. So I wasn't going to go through this, but I'm working with Mr. Weiner and also Mr. Holland to make sure that we're all in the same, doing it the same way. And that Mr. Weiner had wanted to address that doing it in the formal council meeting versus committee. It could be done, and we did it correctly through committee, but with three, you still have to narrow it down to two. You can't move forward to the Ethics Commission, which has to be done before you do the resolution. So you can't get a resolution number until those other steps are done. So we're just clarifying and make it real clear. Yes?
Well, I'll just say, I don't know what changes you're planning, but
just to clarify, before Mr. Smiley goes on, clarify, we're not making changes. We're clarifying and putting in writing for the rules what we've always done, what you have always done as a body in the past, which hasn't always been consistent, and so we're making sure it's consistent and it's in the rules.
I thought it was consistent, but we have voted on Council 4 when we had multiple people for the same office. As a matter of fact, Councilman Weiner and I each had individuals for the same seat. It came down to a tie vote.
Yeah, I wanted Mr. Weiner here to be part of this discussion as well, which is another reason we're not done. And Mr. Weiner, I wanted to have him here. Also, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you. I think what happened last week, and we got into a lot of what councilmen recollect about how we've done things, but it was my hope even then, the comment I made is that since we had two candidates from Councilman Bell's district, I would defer to Councilman Bell. And I think that that's probably going to be the case all the time, but I think that it's unfortunate sometimes we do have more than one candidate. But when both candidates are coming from one specific district, I think that most councilmen are going to yield to that councilperson and it avoids some of the stuff that happened last week. And I think that Councilman Bell just demonstrated that by talking to the two people that, okay, this is where we're going to go with the one. It makes all the sense in the world. I think we're complicating this much more than what needs to be. And also think that whenever the changes come forward, next week or whenever you bring them forward, different members of council are going to have different recollections about how we've done things. So even though...
That was my experience.
You feel that, you're simplifying things. It may be simplified to you or to another council person, but there's going to be probably another nine other council members who are going to say this is not the way it happened. So I don't foresee this coming forward as going to be the catch-all. This is going to be, and that's what I said to you, I think that, once it gets to council, then seven people are going to determine how we do it going forward, no matter how they think we did it in the past.
Yes, and I just want to add that that's why I wanted to wait and bring and have this discussion all at once, but I'm not attached to the process. We just need to have a process that we're following. A process is consistent and a procedure to move forward. So any changes the council members want to make or bring up at the time, we're certainly interested in hearing. Any other comments or questions? Okay. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Seeing none?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone against? No. The meeting is adjourned. Okay. Oh, one more thing. I did, just not for the agenda, but we did get I purchased a year subscription of the New York Times. Anybody that would like to see it or get the password for online, just let me know and we'll be glad to supply that to you.